There have not been a lot of bipartisan successes during the Trump administration, which is why it was such a big deal when the president signed the so-called First Step Act into law 3 months ago. It was an effort supported by Republicans and Democrats to reduce the population in federal prisons and to help those getting out readjust to life on the outside so they don't end up going back in. Today, President Trump is meeting federal inmates who were freed under that law. NPR's Aisha Roscoe has been tracking how the First Step Act has been implemented, and she joins us now. Hi, Aisha.
Good morning.
So there are apparently some issues with how this law has taken effect. What have you found?
So for supporters of this law, there has been a big accomplishment, and that's that more than 500 inmates have been released thanks to sentencing changes. That's a portion of the law that activists and supporters say is working out reasonably as intended, but there are some concerns. The Justice Department is supposed to develop programs focused on training, rehabilitation, and other prisoner needs. This is key because most prisoners will be getting out at some point, and this is the prep work for that. But there's a problem, an outside committee that's supposed to oversee development of this risk assessment tool required by law to get these programs off the ground hasn't even been set up yet. That deadline passed 2 months ago. Hmm. And there's another deadline, yeah. This risk assessment is supposed to be completed by July. So there's worry they might miss that deadline since they haven't even gotten the committee set up. Then there's also the issue of funding. Some sources have told me that they are hearing that there might not be enough money to develop the tool or the new program.
That would be a problem. So is the administration acknowledging these issues?
Well, so I talked to some administration officials who said President Trump is committed to working with Congress to fully fund and implement the law. As far as that outside committee, they said they are hoping to get the group in place as soon as possible. But in the meantime, the Justice Department is working internally to develop the risk assessment tool to attempt to meet that July deadline.
Huh. So I understand you've had a chance to talk to someone who was recently released under the First Step Act, right?
Yes, so I talked to Randy Rader of East Point, Michigan, outside Detroit. Rader was in prison for 15 years for a crack cocaine offense, his third offense, and he still had more years to serve. But he was released just a little over a week ago under a provision of the First Step Act that made a 2010 law that lowered the disparity between crack cocaine penalties and powder cocaine penalties retroactive. Now he's home, reunited with his mom, Debbie, and here's a little of what he had to say.
I mean, you know, I love it. I love being as free. You know, I can go out, I can walk to the store. I don't have to wait until somebody opens my door and tells me I can go to the chow line. I can go up to the refrigerator and grab me something to eat, you know.
Yeah, those are things that people take for granted. But there have been some practical challenges for him. Money's tight because his mom's on a fixed income. He was denied food stamps because of his prior convictions. And he's having a hard time getting ID.
I just keep telling myself, stay focused, stay focused. Even if something blocks my way, that's what I try to do. I just say, stay focused. Don't worry about it. We're going to figure it out another way.
So there's no doubt that despite those difficulties, Rader is just glad to no longer be incarcerated. But the struggles that he's facing aren't unique, and that's what the First Step Act is ultimately supposed to address. How do you get prisoners ready for life when they're no longer behind bars? That's why there's concern about these new programs being developed.
Right, and so just real quick, where are you going to be looking to determine if these issues get fixed?
Congress will have to appropriate the money. So that's the question. Will it be the $75 million asked for by the law?
NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.